as you said, like London is kind of a dangerous place depending on the area. For example, South London, where there are mainly a lot of gang related incidents. But our friends who try and mislead us are always those sort of people who don't think that you can achieve your goal. So to be honest, I watch out for them sort of people, because my dream is to make it to the top level and to be remembered as one of the greatest. But with those sort of friends around, I can't really do that, because they're always telling me, oh, let's go do this, or miss your training session and let's go meet this person. And for me, it's always about making the right decision to either say, if I want to make it in life, what do I have to do? What do I have to avoid? I have to avoid these certain people and just focus on one task, and which is to make it as a professional. But to avoid those things, you gotta know who you call friends and who you chill around and the environment you're in, because the environment you're in determines whether or not you make it in life or not, or whether or not you're gonna take this sort of turn away from your dream. So I think friends do play a very important role in sort of achieving what I want to be and what we also want to be in life as well. Yeah, I've had quite a lot of those sort of friends along the line of my life. I remember one who one time tried to take me away from football, just always trying to get me to meet his sort of friends and stuff like that. And at one point I just had to say no, because I didn't want to end up like how he did. I wanted to end up as a footballer and to supply things for my parents, because my background is sort of rough. So I just wanted to say no and just focus on my dream, which is to make it as a professional, and just take him away from my life, because it's just making it a bad habit for me.